Good morning again. As we listen to this text, did it remind you of when you became a true believer? Was it a belief you were born into, or can you name the date and time? Who shared with you the good news of Jesus? I know I've told the story before about my call to ministry, but here's a brief reminder. I had been a believer for quite some time. I remember in hindsight hints and whispers from God that this was to be my next thing. God even used people around me to guide me to this direction, but I wasn't falling for it. Then one day, I was sitting at my computer looking into master's programs to continue my education when God slapped me upside the head and said, if you are going back to school, you're going to go study and become a pastor. I was compelled to follow this direction just as Philip did in our scripture today. And I immediately went and talked to my pastor. Now, I do believe in a nonviolent God, and I don't know how the slap happened, but I swear I felt it. There's so much to unpack in the scripture from today. First, the angel directs Philip to continue his ministry beyond the original borders set. The word noon in our scripture can also be translated, the word that was translated as noon can also be translated as south. So Philip was guided by the angel and listened closely. There is so much to reflect about given the Ethiopian man's status. He was a eunuch, which meant he was a castrated man who also was a slave. Eunuchs were considered a safe choice for slaves for royal women. In antiquity, now this is going to sound weird for us hearers now, slaves were not all the same. Slaves of royalty could have a better life than a free, poor person. So depending on who someone was enslaved to would very much impact their living and their socioeconomic status, even though enslaved. And here's a side note. Slaves were rarely slaves for life, and slavery was not based on race. So this Ethiopian was traveling in a carriage or a chariot and was responsible for the entire treasury of the Ethiopian queen. Barbara Brown Taylor shares, the text presents the Ethiopian as someone wealthy enough to ride in a chariot, educated enough to read Greek, devout enough to study the prophet Isaiah, and yet humble enough to know he cannot understand what he is reading without help. The Ethiopian was somebody in some ways, yet excluded in others, in other ways. The Ethiopian eunuch was reading Isaiah. This was known as scripture that gave hope to the hopeless or the oppressed. And when Philip asked if he knew what he was reading, the Ethiopian said, "How could I without someone to guide me?" As a eunuch, he would not have been allowed in the temple. It seems he was interested in the Jewish faith, but was unable to participate fully. Thomas Long notes, the Bible often tells us about people who are insignificant in the eyes of the world, but who are royalty in God's eyes. The Holy Spirit prompted Philip to guide the Ethiopian in his faith journey. Philip shared the good news about Jesus. The excitement of the good news of Jesus changed the Ethiopian eunuch. He wanted to be baptized in Christ. He wanted to do it right now. And so he spotted some water and demanded that the carriage pull over. But then he was worried he may not be able to be baptized. He asked, What could keep me from being baptized? Well, it seems like a strange question today in 2018. But for him, it was a real concern because he was unable to enter the temple. So he was really asking, am I unable to be baptized? Or will I be accepted or rejected by Jesus? The good news of Jesus is that the oppressed may be set free in Jesus Christ. So Philip immediately baptized the Ethiopian eunuch in the water on the side of the road. Philip mentored in word and taught of inclusion. Philip was guided just as much as he guided the Ethiopian, which led him to share the excitement of Jesus' life, death, and resurrection. I wonder if there was dancing near the edge of the water that accompanied the baptism. As Easter people, As Easter people, are we so excited that we feel compelled to pull over and be baptized in the resurrected Christ? I think our new members were very excited to reaffirm their faith in Jesus Christ. I saw a lot of smiling faces. And to be received as members in the body of Christ today. So what I will ask, who was your Philip? Who has mentored you in the faith? Who has guided your steps in the dance of praise and good news? Have you felt included in the body of Christ? How have you included people who are different in the eyes of the world? And what will we do with our faith story? Is it to be shared? My prayer is that we continue to be guided and that we continue to mentor or guide others. Luckily, Jesus did not leave us alone. We have the Holy Spirit as our ultimate guide. Amen.